Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to our program, How a Muslim Should Be. Alhamdulillah, throughout this whole series of programs, we've been discussing various attributes that should exist in a Muslim and which things a Muslim should refrain from. And we've got another beautiful topic to present in front of you today. But before we go towards the topic, inshallah, as per usual, a blessing of reciting Durood e Pak, inshallah, I will mention in front of you. It's mentioned that Sayyidina Abdul Qasim, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, narrates that Allah sent a revelation to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, saying that, O Musa alayhi salam, I created 10,000 ears in you by which you heard my speech, and 10,000 tongues by which you spoke to me. You will become beloved to me when you send durood upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, what do we learn from this narration about reciting durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? We learn that Allah says to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, Allah is saying to his Prophet alayhi salam, that you will become beloved to me when you send durood e pak upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Subhanallah, this shows you how much Allah likes this action of sending peace or blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That he's telling Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam that you will become beloved to me when you send durood e pak, peace or blessings upon the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Subhanallah. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, in regards to this, it's a humble request that we should try to recite durood e pak upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Like we have just heard, this action is very liked by Allah azza wa jal. So if we also, inshallah azza wa jal, want to become beloved to Allah, then inshallah let's also recite durood e pak, inshallah. Let's on a daily basis send peace and blessings upon the best of creation sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah, by the blessings of reciting durood e pak upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will see your difficulties disappear, you will see your problems disappear, you will find sukoon, you will find peace, you will find tranquility in your heart, inshallah, in your life, if you send peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So may Allah give us this enthusiasm, give us this passion to send durood e pak upon the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in abundance. And alhamdulillah azza wa jal, if you continue to watch Madani Channel, inshallah azza wa jal, you will be continuously reminded of the blessings of sending durood e pak upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You will see this slogan being raised on Madani Channel. You will see this slogan being made on Madani Channel. Why is that slogan? Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. The old people recite durood e pak upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So stay tuned to Madani Channel. Inshallah, by the blessings of watching Madani Channel, you will be reminded to recite durood e pak upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let's all recite durood e pak upon the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, today in our society, in our communities that we live in, we find various difficulties, we find various problems. Whether you go to the workplaces or whether you go to the homes, whether you go towards the elderly people or whether you go towards the young people, whether you go towards the men or whether you go towards the women, whether you go to the professionals or not the professionals, whether you go whichever part of the world that you go to, people are surrounded with many difficulties, with many worries. Whoever you go to will tell you a tale of grief. My dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani Channel, and due to these problems, due to these difficulties, due to these issues, many people are suffering from mental health problems, depression, etc., etc. And due to these problems, at times many people, they take their own lives. They commit suicide. According to one statistic, it's mentioned that approximately 800,000 people every year, they commit suicide. And that's according to one research, that's every 40 seconds, someone in the world commits suicide. Why? What's the reason for this? The reason for this is because they have no sukoon in their life. They have no peace in their life. They're not happy with their life. Everyone is in search for happiness. Everyone is in search for peace. Everyone is in search for tranquility. And my dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madinah Channel, at times, unfortunately, people to find peace, to find sukoon, to find tranquility, they go towards the wrong places. They go towards the nightclubs, they go towards the pubs, they go towards the shisha lounges, they go towards haram to find peace. But remember, if you go to these places, you will not find peace. You will not find sukoon. Some people, they turn towards drugs to find sukoon. Brother, I will have a few puffs, I will have some drugs, and this will remove all my difficulties. Maybe for 1 minute, maybe for a few minutes. After that, you're back to square one, and your difficulties have increased. Many people, they go towards alcohol. My difficulties will go away, my problems will go away. Just remember, alcohol, like we have spoken in the previous episodes, will not decrease your problems, but alcohol will increase your problems. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, our holy book, which Allah has sent towards us, is the Holy Quran. And this was sent through our beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We should turn towards our Holy Quran for guidance. Because the Holy Quran, my dear respected Islamic brothers, is the guide of life. And if you look in the Holy Quran, Allah has told us the solution to our problems. Allah has told us the solution to our difficulties. Today you want peace. Inshallah, if you turn towards the Holy Quran, Allah in the Holy Quran has told us how we can acquire peace. Allah has mentioned in the Holy Quran, translation from Kanzul Iman, only in the remembrance of Allah is the satisfaction of the hearts. We learn from this that if you want peace, if you want tranquility in your life, if you want sukoon in your life, we must turn towards the remembrance of Allah. Today, like I've just mentioned, that we go towards various wrong places to find peace. Our holy book, Allah has mentioned in the Holy Quran that if you want to find peace, then you turn towards the remembrance of Allah. Mufti Ahmad Yara'an Naimi Rahmatullah Alayhi, he has written the commentary of this verse, and he has mentioned that remembering Allah is the nutrition of the soul, the food of the soul, and the dhikr of Allah reminds a person of its true home, where it came from. A person was created by Allah to worship Allah, and when a person does the dhikr of Allah, then the heart feels peace. Allahu Akbar. And Mufti Sahib further says that just as medicine removes illnesses and gives the person health, just as water removes thirst, just as food removes hunger, just as the sun removes the darkness of the night, similarly, it is the zikr of Allah that removes worries, removes sadness of the heart, and gives a person peace and tranquility. Allahu Akbar. So we learn from this that if we want peace in our life, if we want tranquility in our life, if we want sukoon in our life, we must turn towards the remembrance of Allah. We must turn towards the dhikr of Allah. A beautiful story that I'll mention in front of you, which is also related to our topic today. It's mentioned a particular person, he had a love for his wife, and they both used to live together. The wife also loved him. And it's mentioned that one day, this particular person, he went to the market to find a slave who can serve them. So it's mentioned that he went to the market and he found one particular person. He liked him compared to the other slaves. And it's mentioned that he said to him that, would you like to work for me? Would you like to serve us? We will give you so much money. It's mentioned the slave said, I don't mind working for you, but I have got three conditions. If you act upon my conditions, if you fulfill my conditions, then inshallah I will work for you. So the person asked that, which conditions are you going to place? He mentions that number one, you will not stop me from performing my 5 daily salah. Number two, you can command me to do anything during the day, but at night, you can't command me to do anything. And number three, you will give me a separate room in your house, which no one can enter apart from me. Allahu Akbar. So this particular person, he thought to himself that these three conditions, there's no side effect to these. These are three good conditions. The number one, I will not stop him from reading his namaz. Number two, I will give him such a room in the house that no one else can enter. And number three, he will only serve me during the day, and at night, I will not disturb him. So it's mentioned that he brought this particular person home. Now, this person, he would serve him during the day, and in the evening, he would go to his room. And talking about the room, it's mentioned that this individual, he said to his new slave, that go into my house, whichever room you like, you can stay in that room. It's mentioned that this slave, he had the option to choose any room in the house. And it's mentioned that he chose the broken room. So the master told him that, listen, why have you chosen this room? This is the broken room. You've got so many other choices. Why have you chose this room? Listen to the response he gave. He says that, do you not know that even a damaged room turns into a garden by the blessings of the zikr of Allah, subhanallah. So it's mentioned that this slave used to serve his master during the day, and in the evening he used to go to his room. One day the master, he was passing his room, and it's mentioned that he entered his room. Remember, this was one of the conditions that no one will enter my room. But his master entered his room one day. He saw that the room was filled with light, and the slave was doing sajda in the court of Allah. There was a bright lantern on his head, hanging between the sky and the earth. And he was humbly saying in the court of Allah, that Ya Allah Azawajal, I need to serve my master during the day. Ya Allah Azawajal, if it wasn't for me serving my master during the day, Ya Allah Azawajal, I would do your worship during the day, and I would also worship you during the night. Meaning, during the night was the only time that he could do the worship of Allah, because during the day, he would serve his master. So he's saying in the court of Allah, Ya Allah, if it wasn't for me for serving my master, then Ya Allah Azawajal, I would worship you day, I would worship you night. And it's mentioned, the master observed him. He's thinking to himself that, look at this individual. My slave, he's such a pious person of Allah Azawajal. And he mentioned that in the morning, the light had disappeared and the roof returned to its original state. Next day, he told this whole incident to his wife. He told her exactly what happened. And it's mentioned the next night, he took his wife to the room this time as well. And both of them, they seen this beautiful scene. And it's mentioned that they were both crying, and they observed their slave for the whole night. Now what happened? The next day, the slave, he was called by the master. And the master said to him, listen, I will see you for the sake of Allah. I seen what you do during the night. I seen you the night before, and I seen you last night as well. You were doing sajda in the court of Allah, and you have this desire to worship Allah during the day and during the night. I free you for the sake of Allah. I will pay for everything for you. You can do the zikr of Allah. You can worship Allah during the day, and you can worship them during the night. Nice mention. This slave, what should have happened is that he should have got happy that, listen, I'm free now from my master, and I can worship Allah during the day, and I can worship during the night. Well, it's mentioned that this slave, he started to cry. He started to tremble, and he said in the court of Allah, oh, keep up the secrets. My secret has been revealed. Now that my secret is not hidden anymore, I no longer wish to live. It's mentioned, this slave fell to the ground. When the master went towards him, his soul left his body. Allahu Akbar. Look at his passion for the zikr of Allah Azawajal. Look at his passion for the worship of Allah Azawajal. And before I continue in regards to the zikr of Allah, I would like to mention one thing here. Did you see that this slave, he did not want the worship that he used to do to be revealed to other people. He wanted to keep it as a secret between himself and Allah Azawajal. Now today, if you look in our society, if you look at us, what happens? We do something good, we want the whole society to know. We want our whole family to know. We want our neighbors to know that so-and-so person, he's given £100 to the masjid. He's given money to the masjid. Brother, he goes to the masjid to read his 5 daily salah. Brother, he reads his tahajjud salah. We read the Quran, we want the people to know that we read the Quran. If you look at the pious people of Allah, my dear respected Islam brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, they wanted to keep their worship hidden. They had this desire that whatever we do in the court of Allah, whatever worship we do in the court of Allah, it should remain between us and Allah. Today, my dear Islam brothers, in our society, we want all our good deeds to be publicized around the world, in our societies, in our communities, amongst our friends, amongst our family members, amongst the people that live near to us. This is our state. But the pious people of Allah Azawajal, they used to do the zikr of Allah Azawajal. They used to worship Allah Azawajal for the pleasure of Allah, not for people to find out, dear viewers of Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, and remember, remembering Allah Azawajal, doing the zikr of Allah is a great blessing. Many virtues are described in the Holy Quran. What does the Quran say about the zakirin, about those that do the zikr of Allah, those that worship Allah? It's mentioned that Allah Azawajal has mentioned in the Holy Quran, Surah Baqarah, translation from Kanzul Iman. So remember me and I shall publicize you, inshallah Azawajal. Allahu Akbar, did you listen? The Allah Azawajal is saying that remember me and I will publicize you. Allah Azawajal, he has given us this blessing of the tongue, viewers of Madani channel. This blessing of the tongue. Alhamdulillah. I can speak, you can speak. We move our lips, we speak, and Alhamdulillah, Azawajal, we can speak to other people. But dear viewers of Madani channel, this blessing that Allah has given us, how much zikr of Allah do we do on a daily basis with this tongue? How much do we remember Allah on a daily basis? This tongue, if we use this correctly, then this could be a means of us entering paradise, inshallah, Azawajal. But if you use this tongue to disobey Allah, this could be a means of us entering Jahannam. Allahu Akbar. So today, just think to yourself, how much do we remember Allah? How much dhikr of Allah do we do on a daily basis? How much do we remember Allah Azza wa Jal? It's mentioned a hadith in Bukhari Sharif that our beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he has mentioned that those that do the dhikr of Allah and those that don't do the dhikr of Allah is like the example of the living and the dead. Allahu Akbar. Meaning that those that do the dhikr of Allah, those that remember Allah, it's like they are living. And those that don't do the dhikr of Allah, those that don't remember Allah Azza wa Jal, it's like they are dead people. Allahu Akbar. The best of creation, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, our beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he used to do the dhikr of Allah, he used to remember Allah. In fact, our beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was the leader of all the dhakirin, those that used to do the dhikr of Allah. Our beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he would spend every single moment of his life doing the dhikr of Allah. Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha says, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would perform the dhikr of Allah in every state and in every time. Morning, evening, sitting or standing, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would perform the dhikr of Allah. And our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, my dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madinah channel, like we have heard, he used to spend every moment of his doing the dhikr of Allah, remembering Allah. But today, like I just mentioned a few moments ago, how much do we remember Allah? How much do we think about Allah? How much dhikr of Allah do we do on a daily basis? And you know, this question arises. This question may arise. That why is the dhikr of Allah? Many might be thinking that, brother, the dhikr of Allah is saying Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. This is the dhikr of Allah. No doubt. This is also a dhikr. But my dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madinah Channel, the scholars, they have told us that the dhikr of Allah has three forms. There are three types of dhikr of Allah. Number one is a dhikr that is done by the tongue. And our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, Allah says that when a person of mine does my dhikr, he remembers me, his lips move for me, then I am with that person. Allahu Akbar. Why we just heard such a beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he says that Allah has said that when a person of mine does a dhikr of Allah, his lips they move for me, then I am with that person. My mercy is with that person. Allahu Akbar. Think to yourself, we move our lips today. We say Subhanallah, we say Alhamdulillah, we say Allahu Akbar, or we do any other form of dhikr. My dear respected Islamic brothers, Allah is with us. Allah's mercy is descending upon us. Now think to yourself, I would like to mention one particular thing here. In our lifetimes, we have various times where we can do the dhikr of Allah, but unfortunately we don't. Now for example, there might be many Islamic sisters who are watching this program at this moment in time. You are cooking. You are cooking in the kitchen, or maybe males as well, you're cooking in the kitchen. Maybe you're in the kitchen for 1 hour, 2 hours cooking your food. Now whilst you're cooking your food, whilst you're cooking whatever you're doing in the kitchen, at that time, your hands are busy, no doubt. But at that time, if you use your tongue to the dhikr of Allah, you cooking food, this is also a form of dhikr of Allah. You will get the reward of doing the dhikr of Allah. Another example that I will give you here. Many of us, alhamdulillah, we drive on a daily basis. We drive many times. We go here, we go there, we go to our workplaces, we come back from our workplaces. We go various places on a daily basis in our cars. Dear viewers of Madinah channel, let's answer one of our questions. When you are driving your car, what are you doing? Apart from driving, your tongue is not doing anything at that time. But whilst you are driving, if you do the dhikr of Allah at that time, you driving could also be a means of reward for you, inshallah. Think to yourself, you stop at the red light. What are you doing? You stop. What happens at the red light? You have to stop there. You're there for 30 seconds, you're there for 40 seconds, maybe you're there for 1 minute. Now think to yourself, you stopped at the red light, you are waiting for the lights to turn green. What are you doing? Just waiting. But if at that time you do the dhikr of Allah, you remember Allah at that time, you say Subhanallah, you say Alhamdulillah, you say Allahu Akbar at that time, imagine the reward you will get, inshallah. Imagine the reward you will get, inshallah. Now, example that I'll give you here. Someone comes to you and someone says to you, how are you doing? You say, I'm fine. I'm good. Everything's all. I'm okay. Now, this is alright as well. You're telling the person that you're okay. But if at that time, you say Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal, you can say also, what have you done here? You've done the dhikr of Allah. Meaning, one point you're saying, I'm okay, I'm alright, everything's good. But on the other hand, you say Alhamdulillah, everything is well. See the difference? Meaning, one way, there's no reward. But the second conversation, alhamdulillah, by saying alhamdulillah, you've got a reward as well. Now, for example, you've seen something beautiful, you've seen something nice, and you say, wow, that's amazing, it's very nice. That's one way of saying it as well. If you say, mashallah, that's beautiful, look how nice that is, that's very beautiful, mashallah. One way you said is good, there's no reward there. But by saying the dhikr of Allah, by doing the dhikr of Allah, by saying mashallah, you've got a reward now as well. Also, if you're planning to do something, now, for example, brother, I'll see you tomorrow. Brother, I'll go here tomorrow. But if you say inshallah at the end, you are decorating your conversations by doing the dhikr of Allah. So it's very easy, but it's all about the mentality. So make this intention inshallah that our conversations, we will decorate them by doing the dhikr of Allah. Very, very, very easy inshallah. And inshallah on the day of judgment, when we see the reward of this, inshallah, we will be loving it inshallah. Another point that I'll mention here, the final hadith of Bukhari Sharif is mentioned that our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there are two kalimats that are very liked by Allah. They are very easy to read, but they will be very heavy on the scale of deeds. Allahu Akbar. Let me just repeat this part again. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said these two kalimats, which I will tell you now, inshallah. He says that they are very easy to read, but on the scales of deeds on the day of judgment, they will be very heavy, inshallah. What are these two kalimas? Again, very easy. Say after me, inshallah. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. Subhanallahi al-Azim. Subhanallah. So these are two kalimas that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said. Very easy to read. And like we have just read it, it's very, very easy. But these will be very heavy on the scale of deeds. I will say it. Please repeat it after me, inshallah. You will also see how easy it is, inshallah. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. Subhanallahi al-Azim. See how easy it is. So dear viewers of Madini channel, may Allah allow us to do the zikr of Allah. Another thing I will say here, that it's mentioned in narrations that the best zikr, the most of the zikr is reading the Kalma Sharif. Reading the Kalma Sharif. And you know, one pious predecessor, one saint of Islam, he has said beautifully that make a habit to read the Kalma Sharif. Why? Because today for you to read the Kalma Sharif, for us to read the Kalma Sharif, it's very easy. But one time will come, it will be very difficult to say anything at that time. And what time is that? Where it will be very difficult to say anything at the time of death. That time of nazar, when the soul is leaving the body, at that time it's very difficult to say anything. At that time a person, he will be in immense pain. But the ulama, the scholars, they say, what did they say beautifully? That the things that you say today on a regular basis, inshallah azawajal, inshallah by the will of Allah, you will say them at the time of your death, inshallah. So today, if you read the Kalma Sharif on a daily basis, then inshallah, when the soul is leaving the body, inshallah, by the will of Allah, we will read the Kalma Sharif at that time, inshallah. So my dear viewers of Madini channel, please read the Kalma Sharif on a daily basis. Continue to read the Kalma Sharif. Do the dhikr of Allah, inshallah, at that time when our soul is leaving our bodies. At that time, inshallah, we will be reading the Kalma, we will be doing the zikr of Allah. Today what happens is, for example, something happens. Now, for example, you're driving your car and something comes in front of someone just about to cause an accident, you brake hard. What happens with this? What do? We swear at that person. Automatically, the swear comes out from our mouth. Well, my dear viewers of Madini channel, at that difficult time of death, when the soul is leaving the body, at that time if we swear, we say the statements that we say today, then we will be destroyed. What's going to happen with us? So dear viewers of Madini channel, today, keep doing the zikr of Allah. Keep reading the Kalma Sharif, inshallah. At the time of death, inshallah, at that time, by the will of Allah, we will also read the Kalma and we will do the zikr of Allah, azawajal, inshallah, azawajal. So coming back to the point, there are three forms of zikr. The first one is by the tongue. Number two, dear viewers of Madini channel, is a zikr of the heart. This is reflecting and thinking about the blessings of Allah, how much Allah has blessed us with, how much Allah has given us, the blessings that Allah has given us, thinking about these blessings. Just, you know, think to yourself, you are lying in your bed, for example, you're not doing nothing, you're just lying there. But you are thinking about the blessings that Allah has given to you. This is also a form of zikr as well, inshallah. So my dear viewers of Madini channel, this is the second form of zikr. The third form of zikr is a zikr of the body parts. The best zikr of the body is reading the five daily salahs. So read your, make sure, we have to read our five daily salahs, but try to read nawafil inshallah, because the best zikr of the body is inshallah reading your namaz. Also, for example, the zikr of the ears. What's the zikr of the ears? if you listen to the Holy Quran, if you listen to nuts, if you listen to good speeches, if you listen to lawful things, inshallah, this will be a means of our ears doing the zikr of Allah. Then moving on to the eyes. If you look at good things, if you look at lawful things, if you look at the scholars, if you look at the masjid, if you open the Quran and look at the Quran, inshallah, this is a form of zikr of the eyes, inshallah. If you touch the Holy Quran, if you pick up the Holy Quran, if you shake hands according to the sunnah, inshallah, this should be a form of zikr done by the hands, inshallah. And the final point I'll mention here about the feet. Unfortunately today, our feet, they take us to various wrong places. Allah has given us this blessing of feet, but unfortunately using this blessing of Allah, we are going towards haram. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, use your feet to go towards lawful places. Go towards the masjid, go towards the scholars, go towards good gatherings, inshallah. This will be a form of the zikr of Allah by the feet, inshallah. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, one best way that we can do this is go towards good gatherings. And let me tell you about the zikr of Allah, attending gatherings of zikr of Allah. Most of my speech today, my little talk today, has been about how we can do the zikr of Allah. But we as a Madani channel, we can also participate in good gatherings. And let me tell you the blessings of participating in the good gatherings. Dear viewers of Madani channel, talking about good gatherings, it's mentioned that Allah, He has some angels who tour around the whole world. And what's the role, what's the responsibility, what's the job of these angels? These angels, they go and they find good gatherings. Now when they find a good gathering, they go and sit in that gathering. And it's mentioned, they observe what's happening. Then what happens when that gathering finishes? These angels, they go back in the court of Allah. Allah, He knows everything. But Allah, He asks these angels, "Oh my angels, what were my people doing?" The angels were saying, "Ya Allah, they were doing your zikr, they were praising you, they were asking you for forgiveness, they were asking you refuge from Jahannam, they were asking you for paradise." Allah, He asks His angels, He knows everything, but He asks His angels, "Oh my angels, have my people, have they seen me?" The angels say, "Ya Allah, they haven't seen you." Allah says to His angels, "What if they seen me, what would they do?" The angels say, "Ya Allah, if they seen you, they would praise you more, they would do more zikr of yours." Then Allah asks His angels, "Oh my angels, tell me one thing, have my people seen Jannah?" The angels say, "Ya Allah, they haven't seen Jannah." Allah says, "Oh my angels, tell me, if they seen Jannah, what would they do?" The angels say, "Ya Allah, if your people who were doing your zikr, if they seen Jannah, they would praise you more, Ya Allah, they would praise you more, they would do more zikr of Allah, do more zikr of yours." Then Allah asks His angels, "Oh my angels, have my people seen Jahannam? Have they seen the hellfire?" The angels say, "No." Allah asks the angels, "Oh my angels, tell me, if my people, they seen Jahannam, what would they do?" The angels say, "Ya Allah, if they seen Jahannam, they would ask you for more forgiveness, they would do more istighfar in your court, they would ask you refuge from Jahannam." You know what Allah says? Allah says, "Oh my angels, become a witness. All those people that came to that good gathering, I have forgiven them all." Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. All those people that have come to my gathering, I have forgiven them all. Then the angels say, "Ya Allah, there was one individual. He never came for your gathering. He never came for your zikr. He was just there at that time. He never came for your zikr." You know what Allah says at that time? Allah says, "Oh my angels, become a witness. I have forgiven that individual also." Allahu Akbar. What do we learn from this? If we go towards the gatherings of zikr, this could be a means of our forgiveness, inshallah. The angels of Allah, they also attend good gatherings. So viewers of Madani channel, today we go to various types of concerts, mazallah. We go towards many types of gatherings where haram is taking place. Think to yourself, how much gatherings do we go to where the zikr of Allah is taking place? We have just heard the blessings of doing the zikr of Allah, participating in that gathering where the zikr of Allah is taking place. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. By the blessings of Allah, alhamdulillah, in this day and age, Dawat Islami, alhamdulillah, on a weekly basis, organizes thousands of gatherings for brothers separately and sisters as well, alhamdulillah. So we as a Madani channel, my humble request to you, today we have heard about the zikr of Allah. Please attend your weekly ishtima. Please attend your weekly gathering of Dawat Islami. Inshallah, you will find peace. Coming back to the same point. Today, if you're going through problems, if you're going through difficulties, you want sukoon in your life, you want peace in your life, you want tranquility in your life, do the zikr of Allah. Because Allah has mentioned that, "Remember me, and this is the place that a person finds peace, sukoon, tranquility." So we as a Madani channel, attend the ishtimaat of Dawat Islami, attend the gatherings of Dawat Islami. Inshallah, you will find peace, you will see blessings in this world, and you will see blessings in the hereafter. May Allah give us the ability to act upon what has been said. Keep watching Madini channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands.